Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So let's open up in prayer. Father, as we come around your word this afternoon, I pray that, again, you hide the preacher behind the cross and that your words be spoken and we'll get a blessing and encouragement from your word this afternoon. We thank you for all things you've done for us. And we thank you for everything in Christ's precious name. Amen. So by faith, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins and rose again the third day so we can have eternal life. Our hope in Jesus through faith gives us eternal life, a home in heaven one day, no more tears, no more pain, and no more sin. So this afternoon, we are going to look at Caleb's faithfulness. Now, don't confuse me with the Caleb in the Bible. And before we get started on Caleb's faithfulness, I'm going to give you some homework too. I like this. And the homework, if you want to know the full story of Caleb and the Israelites in the Old Testament and what's happened with them in the Promised Land or not in the Promised Land, you can jot this down. You read Numbers 13, 14, 15. And if you want a recap of it all again, read Deuteronomy chapter 1. And then also where you see Caleb going into the Promised Land, you see that in Joshua 14, 6 to 15. So because of Caleb's faithfulness, he was able to enter the Promised Land, and he even got his own mountain. And we see that in Joshua 14. So let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14, and we'll read verses 6 to 15. Joshua 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, a man of God concerning me, thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses. And while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. So don't forget that verse. We'll get back to that one. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjathaba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. We'll get back to Joshua 14. There is a lot of reading today in my message, so bear with the reading, but it gives us the story of Caleb as well. So So first thing we're going to see is Caleb's faithfulness in his work. So Caleb was 40 years old when he went and spied out the land with 11 other spies. So let's turn back to Numbers. I'm going to go to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers is before Deuteronomy. I just had to remind myself that. Numbers 13, and we'll read verses 1 to 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send down men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And if you continue, you can find out which each man of the tribes that were sent to out to the to spy the land of Canaan. So the Lord spoke to Moses and told him to choose 12 men to spy out the land of Canaan. And then when you continue to read Numbers 13, the 12 men spied out the land for 40 days. So we see that in verse 25 of 13, and they return from searching of the land after 40 days. The land that God was going to give Israel was beautiful. In searching out the land, they found clusters of grapes so large that two men held it between a staff. And they found pomegranates and figs. So imagine what the figs might have been like as well. And I love figs, especially fresh ones. And these 12 spies were faithful to go out and spy the land. But after 40 days, when they came back, we see 10 men's unfaithfulness. And let's read Numbers. So this is a big reading. We're going to read 13. We're going to read 26 to 29 and also 31 to 33. So Numbers 13, starting from 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong, that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And let's drop down to 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. So these 10 other spies were starting to fear the giants of the land. They were so afraid that they lost their faith in God. They completely forgot what God did for them in Egypt. And so because of their negative report, the people of Israel were ready to make a captain to take them back to Egypt. And we see that in Numbers chapter 14, verse 4. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. But except for Caleb, he was ready to go. And we see that back in verse 30. And Caleb, he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. to overcome it. So Caleb knew that they were able to overcome the giants of the land because of the faith he had in God. Because of Caleb's faithfulness, he was able to enter the promised land. And not just that, as we saw Caleb enter the promised land, but just not yet. He had to wait. And so not just we saw Caleb's faithfulness in his work in spying out the land, now we're going to see Caleb's faithfulness in waiting. And because of the sin of Israel, God wanted to smite them all and make a greater nation. And so let's read Numbers 14, 11 to 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them and make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And as we keep reading the chapter, we see Moses then intercedes for them. So Moses is asking God for his mercy and the forgiveness on the nation. And let's continue reading verses 13 to 24. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land. And they tell the inhabitants of the land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day in a pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all the people as one man, and the nations which have heard in the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgressions, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he have another spirit with him and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land, whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. So God forgave Israel of their sins, but those sins had consequences. They weren't able to enter the land that had been promised to them, except for Caleb and Joshua. And we'll continue reading verses 26 to 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. So it's pretty sad what happened to the men that sinned before God. But Caleb, he had to wait the 40 years before he could go and take the land that God had given him. Everyone from the ages of 20 and upwards died during the 40 years in the world, 40 years in the wilderness. And it would have been sad for Caleb as he saw his friends dying all around him. And as I think of Caleb in the wilderness for those 40 years, he would have spent a lot of time encouraging Joshua and all the children of Israel to remain faithful in God. So Caleb, he was faithful in his waiting. And as we come to the final point, we're going to see, because of Caleb's faithfulness, we see his reward. And let's go, and we'll read again Joshua 14, 6 to 15. I said there was a lot of Bible reading. But it's there is a lot in the story as well. Anyway, let's read Joshua 14, start from verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong as this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was with then, even so my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. And if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath-sabar, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. So from these verses, we read that Moses has died, and because of Joshua's faithfulness, he became the next leader of Israel. So if we go back to Joshua chapter 1, we'll read verses 1 to 3. Joshua 1, Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that thy sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So it's time now for Joshua and Israel to take the land that God has given them. And then we come back to Joshua 14, and we see the tribe of Judah coming to Joshua and Caleb. And coming to Joshua, and Caleb was ready. He was ready to take his reward. And I do like these verses. I said I'll come back to a little bit to these verses, Joshua 14 and verses 9 to 11. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely, so this is Caleb speaking to Joshua, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses. And while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, as yet I am as strong as this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. So as we read these verses, Caleb was 85 years old. That 85. 85, I couldn't imagine that myself. I'm 36. I can't even see myself going to fight those giants. But Caleb, he was 85 years old, and he said, I'm as yet as strong as the day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. So he was ready. Caleb was ready to go. He was 85 years old when he took Hebron. And he still had to go and destroy the giants of the land. And you see that when you continue reading. But he knew that he could because of his faith in God. And before I close, I'm going to read a quote from Charles Stanley that I thought it summed up my message very well. And it starts like this. Caleb had such strong faith that even the fearsome giants living in Hebron did not deter him. He believed the Lord when few others did and was not afraid to claim the promise God had given Israel. However, the hearts of the people melted with fear, and they faced 4 harsh decades in the wilderness because of their unbelief. But Caleb's faith did not erode. He remained confident that God would enable them to take possession of Canaan and never change his mind. Truly, Caleb was all heart, for he obeyed the Spirit of God, and all of us would do well to follow suit. Let us make sure we have a full faith and a surrendered heart as Caleb did, because only then can we face the foreboding giants before us and claim the victory God has already given. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the life of Caleb and what he has to show us, and that we will remain faithful in you no matter what trials we go through. We thank you again for your word. In Christ's precious name, amen.